This is the National... No, it's not the National Intolerant Report. It's the American Awakening. What am I talking about? I guess that's because I had a conversation with John before I went on the air, and I had a National Intel Report on my mind. But anyway, today is Friday, March the 16th, 2018, the 2018 edition of the American Awakening, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. I put on my secret agent hat today, folks, because I've been doing a little contacting behind the scenes, if you will. But before I get into that, I'll get into that in just a minute. But I watched an interesting conference last night in Iran, okay? And Ken O'Keefe was there. Kevin Barrett was there. And Ken O'Keefe made, you know, at the summation of his speech, was only about 15 minutes long. But the one thing, Ken O'Keefe stated that the one thing, I thought about this, the one thing, think about it, that would stop these banksters in their tracks, and by the way, it could be done tomorrow, folks, well, tomorrow's Saturday, but it could be done Monday, right, is to just start printing U.S. notes and tell the banksters to get lost. All their power would then evaporate. Immediately. Think about it. The core issue to all of this, all of these false flags, all of this, you know, war drum mongering, beating and so forth, it all has to do with unlimited money or unlimited fiat currency that's being printed by these banksters that are in control of the situation, that if it stopped, if we stopped and we said, okay, well, it's time for you to go home, the national debt is nothing but an illusion anyway, it is resolved, we're going to replace everybody's FRNs with U.S. notes, and we're going to continue as a domestic nation, and you can go bye-bye. It would all stop tomorrow. Just a thought to ponder over the weekend, folks. Now, James Wesley Howell, Marin, Wisconsin. I've been in touch with Rudy Davis. Did a little sleuthing behind the scenes, if you will. Okay. Now, for those of you who don't know who Rudy is, Rudy's an activist out of Texas and a supporter, an avid supporter, by the way, of political prisoners all over the world. And by the way, he's been in constant touch with Ed Brown. A lot of you out there remember who Ed and Elaine Brown was. They're still there, still in jail, okay? And Rudy's been in touch with him. And I guess Ed has just released a 15-minute video from jail on YouTube, which I'll get into more over the weekend with Rudy, and then I'll direct you into, or maybe just play it on the air next week. But also, I've been in touch with and had an email chain running for the last couple of days with Henry Macau. Now, I'm going to share a couple of articles with you. As I had Henry on my show many, many, many years ago, and he remembers it because I brought that to his attention. And it was about relationships and how over the years it's become increasingly more difficult to even have a relationship because of what has happened over the years with the propagandizing of you know, the divide and conquer, the separation, and women don't need men, and all this stuff I'm not going to go into today. But I reminded Henry of that. And he says, oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. So anyway, I'm not going to get into that today. But before I forget it, the phone lines are open throughout the show today, 800-313-9443. And whatever on your mind, it doesn't make any difference, you know, bring up whatever, because this is kind of a relaxed Friday, folks. Now, I put a show together. Part of it I found, the other part mysteriously vanished again, like it's done, I don't know, three or four times now, but it doesn't really make any difference, because what I'm going to do, in this email chain, when I was chatting back and forth with Henry, I found that Henry and I are just one, totally on the same page on a lot of different subject matter. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you first a couple of articles that Henry has written in the recent past. And then I'm going to get into, and by the way, a shout out to Joanne for this one, I'm going to get into the Mossad black ops and false flag events. But before I do that, let me get into this, what Henry had written. This is called The Ghastly Truth Behind Terror. Almost all terror is staged by the deep state in order to enslave the people of the West. Now, he goes on to say that he's reposting this article written on the occasion of the Paris massacre in December of 2015, because the same players are at work, not just domestically here, folks, but all over the world. We need to see the big picture. Everything they do is designed to increase their control over us. It's a racket, and they are the boogeymen. The Western elites are traitors. And again, I revert back to the speech that I watched last night at this Iran conference with Ken O'Keefe. You know, he was talking about the ethics and the integrity of these leaders, like over in Iran and Russia and so forth. And guess what? They have some. And he also went on to say, if our leaders had one-tenth of the integrity that they do, it would be a different world in which we live. But let's get back to this. The Western elites are traitors. Why? Because they're greedy. Why? Because they have no empathy. Why? Because they're sellouts. Why? Because if you can print as much money as you need to print, infinitum, okay? What's the old saying? Everybody has their price. The deep state consists of the CIA, the FBI, Freemasonry, and organized Jewry in service to the World Banking Cartel. 100% agree with you on that, Henry. This cancer cannot be treated unless first the disease is recognized. Now, this war is about whether humanity will be dedicated to good or evil, to God or Satan. The great ideal of Judaism is that the whole world shall be imbued with Jewish teachings, and that in a universal brotherhood of nations, a greater Judaism, in fact, all that separates the races and religions and nations shall disappear. Now, the latest thought here, these psyops to institute gun control can only mean one thing. At a later date, they plan to round up the patriots. With Donald Trump's background and constant Masonic hand signs, and by the way, I went in and looked at this, and again, I have to agree with Henry. I got an email from a listener the other day that pointed this out about the Shabbat, and I believe I mentioned that to you guys in a show the other day. Henry goes on to say, with Trump's background and constant Masonic hand signs, I doubt if we can rely on him. The deep state is essentially communist and satanic. There is no depravity they will not stoop to. Now, folks, we are doomed unless we face the bitter truths that we've been trained to deny. Society itself has been subverted. Terrorism is state-sponsored. Politicians and media are complicit. And we must overcome our cognitive dissonance. The Jewish conspiracy for world domination is not only genuine, but has been a fate accomplished for the last 100 years or more, creeping slowly like the frog in the pot turning the heat up. And despite the corporate media and academia saying the opposite, the protocols of Zion are in fact 100% genuine. Now, this centuries-old plot jeopardizes Jews as well as Gentiles because most Jews like myself, and this is Henry talking, are not privy to it. We are human shields. Non-Jewish Freemasons are in on this plot in greater numbers. So the question of anti-Semitism is irrelevant. It's a ruse used to disarm resistance. Western society has been colonized by a satanic cult. Kabbalist Judaism, Illuminism, the true occult meaning of revolution is inverting reality and replacing God at the top with Lucifer. Lucifer represents their perversions and their pretensions. They invert good and evil, healthy and sick, true and false, beautiful and ugly. In the Red Sympathy, insider Christian Rakowski explained that war is revolutionary. This is because war destroys and demoralizes humanity while concentrating power and wealth in the hands of the Illuminati, who naturally initiate all wars. War is satanic human sacrifice expressing the Illuminati's hatred of mankind. Their power originates in the private central banking cartel, which produces the means of exchange, the currency that I just told you about, okay, that is fiat currency. It's an illusion, folks, in the form of a debt to itself. Currency is nothing but a coupon that government could easily produce debt and interest-free, just as I said. Now, I hadn't even read this part. And what I had told you originally, see, Henry and I are both on the same page here. The Masonic Jewish bankers must prevent any country from doing this by establishing a world tyranny, a world government globalism. Why do you think Iran is on their axis of evil and Syria and China and Russia? You know, the BRICS Nations Agreement, Brazil, India? All right, that's why. As soon as one country tries to escape the net, the others will invade. And they use false flag terror to concentrate totalitarian power in the state which they control. They are not satisfied with a monopoly over credit. They seek a complete monopoly on human life, political, economic, mental, cultural, spiritual. They want your property. More important, they want your soul. They want your spouse and your children, feminism, homosexuality, sex, education. This is the meaning of communism and the goal of the New World Order. And because of the debt, most governments and nation states are nothing but facades for the bankers. I liken them to high school student councils. And according to the Protocols of Zion, number 15, the people of the world and even their governments will be as children under age, i.e. dependents. And let's go into this cognitive dissonance for a moment, because Ken O'Keefe brought that up in this Iran conference I listened to last night. Okay? We must realize that the problem that we have with the vast majority of the American public, and I'm adding this in here, is that for them to accept the truth has to completely destroy their perception of the world and their right-left paradigm and their comfort zone, which is why you see their eyes glaze over when we try to talk to them in any sort of depth. Now, the Illuminati imagine that society will acquiesce. And guess what? So far, folks, they've been right. We are like prisoners in Plato's cave. The Illuminati media projects a picture of reality on a wall, which allows them to initiate endless war, terror, psyops, or climate change hoaxes. And we all suffer from cognitive dissonance. Not us, okay, most folks. ISIS commits gruesome atrocities and acts of terror, yet it is armed and financed by the West, who pretend to fight it. Donald Trump talks about banning Muslims when he knows perfectly well the CIA and Mossad are behind ISIS and terror. A jetliner crashed into the Pentagon on September 11th, yet there was no wreckage. World Trade Center 7 was wired for demolition on September 11th. But the Twin Towers weren't? Remember Robbie Parker, the grieving Sandy Hook father, the guy that was laughing seconds before going on camera? The so-called child victims of Sandy Hook sing at the Super Bowl 2 months later. I saw that, folks. A couple of them sat on Obama's lap shortly thereafter. The Economist announced the date of the Paris attack on their front cover 11 months prior. And so on. These mass shootings are all followed by resolutions to disarm law-abiding American citizens. And all major institutions have been subverted. But thanks to the media, the public is none the wiser. Their secret societies control government. They control business, the church, the military, education, and law. It is considered a breach of good taste to even mention this. Democracy is a form of social control, and it's also a charade. The Illuminati sponsor the most grassroots activism, and our political leaders are Freemasons. The only difference is the speed with which they enact their New World Order agenda. We have right now, folks, de facto communism. The news consists of psyops and propaganda. Entertainment is social engineering and Satanism, and religion is suppressed. Would so many Fortune 500 companies spontaneously promote diversity and homosexuality if they weren't all controlled by the bankers? Political correctness is an old Communist Party term. Western intelligence services, folks, like the CIA and MI6, do nothing but serve the bankers. Not the taxpayers who pay for them. They are responsible for most terrorism. Politicians and media make this charade possible. And the Israeli Mossad seems to coordinate things. In the book entitled Coup de Blessures, that's Assaults and Injuries, former French Foreign Minister Roland Dumas wrote, and I quote, "The Israelis are doing whatever they want in France and are controlling the French intelligence with what serves them, unquote. French intelligence certainly carried out Charlie Hebdo and the Paris attacks. Mahoud Adno, an eyewitness of the November 13th massacre of 20 people at the Café La Belle Équipe, said the shooter arrived in a chauffeur-driven black Mercedes. He fired lots of bullets. He was white. He was cleanly shaven and had dark hair neatly trimmed. He was dressed all in black except for a red scarf. The shooter was aged about 35 and had an extremely muscular build, which you could tell from the size of his arms. He looked like a weightlifter. He was not wearing gloves, and his face was expressionless as he walked toward the bar. The driver had opened the door shortly before the shooting began and stood up with his arm and a machine gun rested on the roof of the car. He stood there with his foot up in the door, acting as a lookout. I would describe him as tall, with dark hair, and also quite muscular. They looked like soldiers or mercenaries and carried the whole thing out like a military operation. And it was clear that they were both very heavily armed, and the gunman was carrying several magazines on him. They both then coolly sat back in the car and sped off in the direction of the Bataclan. We never know how many actually die in these psyops. In the Paris attack, for example, it seems unlikely that the Illuminati, who are Satanists, by the way, would mow down a theater full of young people celebrating satanic music. More likely, such an audience would be collaborators in a psyop. Now, these are reports that the pictures of bodies shows dummies and the pattern of smeared blood makes no sense. These psyops all have the same hallmarks. There is a drill, as we know, happens all the time, folks. There is a drill happening at the same time. There are character actors, fake wounds, and no convincing pictures of the so-called victims. And false flag terror is the oldest trick in the Zionist tool bag. We wage war by means of deception is the actual Mossad motto. Now, I won't rehash the scores of attacks designed to alienate the West from the Muslim world. Some of the highlights would be the Levant Affair in 1954, which I'm going to get to a little bit later, folks. The destruction of the USS Liberty in 1967, which I'm also going to get to in a little while, folks. The killing and wounding 200, which they started to blame on Egypt. And, of course, 9/11, can't leave that out. And often, Jews are the targets of these false flags. The Haganah admitted that in 1914, they blew up the ship Patria, killing 252 Jews, and pretended this was a Masada-like gesture by the passengers of whom British wouldn't allow to disembark. And, of course, the Holocaust itself was the biggest false flag of all time. And in 1951, Zionists staged a series of anti-Semitic bombing attacks against Baghdad Jews to force them to leave to Israel, where they were shamelessly exploited by Zionists. The game plan, the Paris attack, and subsequent false flags have created a wave of anti-Muslim hysteria and prepared the ground for the Third World War planned by Albert Pike's famous 1871 letter to Giuseppe Mazzini. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. I'll leave it right there. Be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick around. Much more to come, folks. Phone lines will be open all day. Be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Yes, according to Albert Pike, the Third World War must be conducted in such a way that Islam and political Zionism mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economic exhaustion. Vladimir Putin is a member of the Illuminati who realized that the New World Order agenda involved the subjugation and rape of Russia. I like to believe his opposition to this agenda is sincere and not a pretext for world war. Hitler probably was false opposition that allowed the Illuminati to manufacture World War II and slaughter 60 million people, mainly Gentiles, by the way. We can rely on Jews themselves to understand the Jewish conspiracy, for the Jewish World of February 9, 1983 stated, "The dispersion of the Jews has rendered them a cosmopolitan people. They are the only cosmopolitan people, and in this capacity must act and are acting as a solvent of national and racial differences. The great ideal of Judaism is that the whole world shall be imbued with Jewish teachings, and that in a universal brotherhood of nations, a greater Judaism is in fact all that separate races, and all religions shall disappear. And as a cosmopolitan people, Jews have passed the stage that the national form of separatism represents in social life. They have made the whole world their home. By their activities in literature and science, by their dominant position in all branches of public activity, including government, they are gradually molding Gentile thinking and systems into Jewish molds. Organized Jewry is also a solvent of family and morality. Multiculturalism, miscegenation, homosexuality, and feminism are not about tolerance of human rights. They are about shredding the social fabric, dissolving European Christian culture and civilization. Secularism and humanism are masks for this Satanism. So when we read that 135 years ago they were already molding Gentile thinking into Jewish molds, it means humanity has been induced into a satanic cult to serve the Kabbalist Jewish banker. Now, certainly this agenda is nearing fruition. At Hanukkah, we saw politicians from every background lighting the menorahs in front of the White House lawn and the Eiffel Tower. Clearly, the whole world has been imbued with Jewish teaching. And we see the Masonic politicians rushing to welcome millions of refugees in the West after the PSYOP, where a three-year-old refugee, Alan Kurdi, or a convincing replica, washed up on the shore. Illuminati Jews make no secret that all the races and religions shall disappear. Migrants across boundaries as if nation-states don't exist. Society has been brainwashed to deny reality. The Illuminati, the Masonic Jewish agenda, is to enslave mankind mentally and spiritually, if not physically. And the proof, they have largely succeeded. In the future, they will rely increasingly on false flag terror, and we see it happening before our eyes almost every week now, to galvanize their plot. Western society has a cancer that cannot be treated unless it is first recognized. And with that, I'll go into a second one that was sent to me by Murali, by the way. And it involves this David Hogg fellow, all right? The student anti-gun protest orchestrated by the Soros communists. David Hogg, an unwitting 17-year-old dupe, okay? Obviously very naive and very influenced by these powers that be, if you will. But back in 2015, folks, David Hogg, you know, this school mass shooting extraordinaire, teen propagandist, gun control proponent, he tweeted his support for, get this, folks, for pedophile Satanist John Podesta's public think tank, Center for American Progress. He also has a relationship with CNN, which is virtually a branch of the Democratic Party. The communists have always operated through popular front movements, which pretend to be grassroots movements, but are actually organized and funded by the Masonic Jewish Communist central bankers. And having run through women and minorities, they have recently mobilized students to render patriotic Americans helpless to resist their police state. If we understand that communism is really a monopoly over everything, and I'm talking about money, I'm talking about power, I'm talking about thought, by the Masonic Jewish Satanist central bankers who issue our currency, then we must comprehend that communism has arrived and it must be fought. One of the largest of the highly organized groups responsible for the recent engineered student demonstrations is called Every Town for Gun Safety Support Fund. Now, this is a super PAC. It's a 501c3 that purportedly seeks to improve our understanding of the causes of gun violence and the means to reduce it. And Warren Buffett and New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg are among those on the advisory board. Now, Every Town, folks, is directed, it's directly linked to everyvoice.org, a 501c4 social welfare organization that is funded by several prominent figures, most notable Jonathan Soros, and also by George Soros himself through this open society organization. And the recent onslaught of younger and younger students demonstrating in highly orchestrated walkouts to protest anti-gun violence is astonishing and very alarming indeed. So I'm going to draw some historic parallels here. Communist China, cataclysmic and horrific, the Cultural Revolution, 1967 through 77, that was engineered by the savage director Mao Zedong, along with his many utterly brutal counterparts within the Chinese Communist Party, was in great part carried out by its public schools' products, i.e. the students themselves. Through public schooling system, the hugely successful brainwashing and mind control programming propaganda campaigns did, in fact and indeed, produce the most deviously effective, the most useful, and the most necessary of weapons to achieve the communist goal of total control, by using the Chinese people themselves, particularly the youth, as the ultimate weapon to carry out the totalitarian communist agenda. And China's use of the many freshly indoctrinated and thoroughly programmed youth during this violent social engineering campaign was seen in China's Red Guards, which were comprised of rabidly eager and totally mind-controlled, yes, brainwashed folks, teenagers. Is there a break coming up here? I don't hear anything. All right. Well, maybe it's not working correctly. So I'll continue, unless Dan chimes in and says, yes, there is a break. There should be a break. Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Anyway, folks, these youths were given virtually unlimited powers to carry out the communist goal of outright terror on its population. Now I hear the brain. All right, we'll get back to this in a few minutes, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. I'm going to get into false flags that have been carried out by the Israeli Mossad here in a little while. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Phone lines will be open throughout the program, 800-313-9443. During the break, I just got a text message from Rudy Davis. I think he sent me this YouTube clip. And Rudy, if you're listening to this, please email me that clip. I think that this is the YouTube video that he recorded from Ed Brown from prison. And if it is, and if he can send me that at the break, I may play that. We'll see. I may get to it, I may not, but I can't access it from that particular, what would I want to call it, ancient phone that I have. I've got two phones. One of them is the old one, which is where he text messaged me. But anyway, getting back to this, the Red Guards were afforded any and all means necessary to carry out this vicious agenda against even the senior citizens, including arbitrary censorship, vicious bullying, unrelented beatings, harassment and stalking, public humiliations, false accusations, harsh terms of exile, and finally, folks, life imprisonment. All other forms of physical and mental torture and frequent suicides and assassinations became the norm against all Chinese society and against China's entire population. And it worked like a charm. So America, you need to wake up because it's here. The youth are not adults and should not be given any authority, as any authority or power handed over to children or teenagers is exactly like giving a 2-year-old child a fully loaded shotgun. And by the way, I am certain that nearly all of the censorship going on is being carried out by young power-tripping thugs, in other words, the American youth. That said, give me a second here, folks, and again, a shout-out to, here we go, wait a minute. Rudy. Folks, let me take a second here and read this. This just came from Rudy Davis, so I want to see. Today, let me, hold on just a second. Let's see. Here you go, Rudy, blah, blah, blah. Okay. To Rudy Davis, regards, Rudy. Sorry, I learned about James Wesley Howell and confirm his email address, Terminal Annex Post Office Box. Okay, today I learned about James Wesley Howell. Let me just take a second here and see what he sent me here, folks. He sent me a clip. It looks like it's a playable clip. And I don't know if I can play it, but if I can, if I can play this and it's relevant, I will send it over to Dan, my engineer, and have him play it for us. Let's see. It's a 5-minute clip. So let me just... okay. Yes, Dan, I'm going to send you over a clip. And let's see. Copy. I'm going to send you over a clip right now of Rudy Davis, and he's putting this out. As I mentioned to you before, folks, this man is an activist that is supports political prisoners, and he puts the word out. So let me just see if I can get this over to Dan. Give me a second here, folks. Let's see. Come on, man. There we go. All right. Dan, this is coming over on Skype 1, I think. If I can get this up here. I usually do this prior to the show, folks, and in this case, I'm doing it during the show. So let's just see. Here we go. Okay. So, Dan, I'm sending you over a clip, and if you would, let me know when you get it set up. It's a 5-minute clip, and this is a YouTube video that Rudy Davis just posted regarding James Wesley Howell. And so we're going to, once Dan gets that set up, we're going to listen to it together, folks, because I have not heard it either. But I can tell you this, in the very encouraging conversation I had with Rudy Davis this morning, Rudy, being the activist that he is with political prisoners, including Ed Brown, but not limited to, the man has scores of them. Okay, so with that, I'm going to go ahead and play this clip. I've heard it for the first time. You're going to hear it for the first time. So let's hear what Rudy Davis has to say. Go ahead and play that clip, Dan.
Peace and blessings, everybody. It's March the 16th, Friday, the year 2018. We've got this man here, James Wesley Howell. You see his booking number. He's at the Terminal Annex, P.O. Box 86164, Los Angeles, California, with zip code 90086. There's two articles that I want to bring to your attention. I learned about this man today. I called the Los Angeles County Jail and confirmed this is his mailing address. You'll hear that in a second. But before that, here is, if you look him up online, you'll see that, you know, this confirms that he's inside the Los Angeles County Jail. He's been charged with a felony. His arrest date was June the 12th of 2016. He's got a $2 million bail, total hold bail amount, no bail. He's got no bail, I guess. I don't know why it says total hold bail amount, no bail, total bail amount, $2 million. But anyway, trying to figure out anything else. He's 6 foot tall, 170 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes. He's 20 years old at the time he was arrested. So this is that particular portion that confirms he's in the jail. If you read this article here of Henry Macau, it says, who is afraid of James Wesley Howell? Everyone apparently, the CIA, the MSM, Alex Jones, Jeff Rance, David Icke, false flag expert, Kevin Barrett, G. Edward Griffin, Robert David Steele, Gordon Duff, American Free Press, the ACLU, Judicial Watch. Every criminal lawyer in L.A., none will reach out to Howell or champion his cause. What a shit whole country. It says 19 months today, June 12, 2016, Howell was arrested in Santa Monica, California with a small arsenal of weapons and bombs. A leaked story emerged that he was a CIA-sponsored terrorist assigned to attack the Gay Pride Parade. This was the same day as the Orlando nightclub attack. I think that was Omar Mateen. Omar Mateen is the one who did the gay nightclub attack on June the 12th, 2016. I believe he died in a shootout. So it appears that James Wesley Howell appeared he was being double-crossed and surrendered to local police before he could be murdered. In the 17 months since his arrest, he has not received a single visitor. I heard that he did receive a visitor and the visitor was killed. Now, I don't know if that's true, but that's what I was told. I was even told the name, but I'd have to go back and confirm the name. No one has tried to get his side of the story or offer support. He has rotted in jail while his trial is continually postponed. He is now scheduled for autumn. Is there no one in L.A. with the courage to reach him? He didn't actually commit a crime. 20-year-olds make mistakes. So Henry Mackow goes on to write about how this guy could be a CIA patsy set up to do false flag terror attacks with guns in order probably to take our guns. This is an article by State of the Nation written by G. Edward Griffin. And so G. Edward Griffin also wrote an article on this man. What you're about to hear is me calling the Los Angeles County Jail and confirming that he is there. I'm going to write him a letter. They did confirm that I do have the right mailing address, and we'll see if he writes back. I'm also going to give him my phone number and ask him if he needs any money on his phone account in order to call me. So I don't know what this guy's story is. I don't know if he's a Christian. I don't know if he's queer. I don't know why the CIA would pick him to go bomb gay nightclubs. But, you know, he could be just a patsy, and he could have a story to tell. I hope that he reaches out to me. If you know anything about this, please put your information in the comments section. I will put the links to G. Edward Griffin's article as well as Henry Mackow's article. And here is the phone call where I confirmed his mailing address. Take care and God bless.
Help you.
Hello. I'm recording this for just documentary purposes. Can I confirm I have the right address and you just tell me whether it's the right address or not to mail a letter to a prisoner?
Prisoner or inmate?
Inmate. He's in the county jail, I believe, and he's been there for like over a year. I just want to make sure I got the right address and it doesn't go the wrong place.
Yes, Terminal Annex.
Can I give you his name and number and you confirm that he's there? I'll just read the
whole. Of course.
Okay,
of
it's
course, I got you.
James Wesley Howell, H-O-W-E-L-L, number 467-9768.
467-9768.
And
it's for James Howell.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, he's in Men Central Jail.
Mid Central?
Men Central Jail.
Oh, Men Central. Okay, and the address that I have to mail him a letter is Terminal Annex, P.O. Box 86164. And I have Los Angeles, California, zip code 90086-0164.
Correct.
Okay, great. I'm going to put a letter in the mail, and you think that's the right address? I do have it right?
That's the right address.
Perfect. Okay, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate your help.
You're welcome, sir.
Bye-bye.
Well, okay, there you have it. So my James Bondish secret agent, I'm putting the feelers out on this. Now, as I say, I've got an email chain running with Henry Mackow. He's in the loop. I called Dan, my engineer, this morning to get Ed Griffin's contact information, which for whatever reason he doesn't have. But I do know that Tom Lacovara's got it. I spoke with Tom Lacovara this morning. By the way, he's on his way, get this, to see his new probation officer. Because guess what, folks? His other one got fired. Now, Tom is not aware of whether she actually got fired totally or is just got fired from his case. But I think, as I told Tom this morning, I think that's a step in the right direction, you know? So, yes, all right, maybe somebody with a little bit more of an open mind here can, you know, cut through the red tape and all the BS and the stumbling blocks and get Tom out of Oregon and into Arizona, which is ultimately his final goal. But that being said, again, I'll keep you posted on that. But with this, I'm impressed with Rudy Davis because, folks, I called him an hour and a half. I called him first, and then I called John. And within an hour and a half, he's got a YouTube video up on here with any information that anybody knows about this guy at all. Now, I also mentioned to Rudy this morning, and I'll mention it to you, I have my oldest friend as an attorney out there in L.A. County. Not L.A. County, he's in Orange County. And he doesn't practice criminal law. But you know how attorneys are. They, you know, they have this group of people, and they're in these certain organizations that are affiliated with a member of other attorneys. So I'm going to call my friend over the weekend, and I'm going to see if he can give me a referral to a criminal lawyer to see if we can get an audience with this guy. And if we can, I'm going to collaborate with whoever that attorney may happen to be, criminal attorney. And if he can get through to see him, I'm going to California because I'm going to go with him. We'll see how that turns out, and I'll keep you posted, okay? That being said, okay, let's. I don't want to get off topic here, but hold on just a second. Let me go back into my email to see if I have any other follow-ups before I continue on. Does this look like a woman to you?
What?
Okay, never mind. I'm not even going to go there right now. Okay, so anyway, getting back to this. So we're talking about this massive control with the banking cartel, the banking system, the fiat currency, the certificates of debt, of which they could print this infinitum, folks, which is giving them the tools, the power that they need to conduct all these black ops and do whatever they want to do, run en masse all around the world, creating these terrorist events, fomenting these wars. And as Ken O'Keefe said on his Iran conference, the disgusting thing about our leadership is that they are all bought, paid for. They all have their price. Okay, they're nothing but empty suit puppets, mid-level managers for this banking cartel. So that said, let's get into this. So again, I'm going to give a shout out to Joanne for this one. Mossad Black Ops and False Flag. And this is a brief history of Mossad Black Ops and False Flags. Now, the Mossad is a shell organization for Jewish-Israeli terrorism all over the world. The false flags, as we know, committing an atrocious act and blaming another party or another nation for it. And the point is to turn public opinion against an entity and have someone else fight your battles for you. So we go way, way back. And I know some of these you already know. But, you know, folks, if you're hearing this for the second time, it's nothing more than bringing it to the forefront, clear in your mind of who we're dealing with here. Okay, so if you've heard it before, I'm sorry if I bore you with this, but I think I want to make it clear for the record here. Okay, I'm going to start off with the Lusitania. Winston Churchill, who was half Jewish, by the way, leaked intelligence to Germany that the Lusitania carried munitions. And then it was sent into a U-boat infested area. The ship was supposedly torpedoed, and a massive bomb exploded, killing 1,200 people. This set the stage for Wilson to bring the United States into World War II. Kristallnacht. When government officials were away, Jewish paid thugs went on a rampage in Berlin and some border towns. The Nazis were blamed, and the world opinion favored Jews. The Bromberg Massacre. An estimated 58,000 German civilians lost their lives in the massacres carried out prior to the 1939 invasion. A website on the atrocity at Bromberg explains how Polish Bolshevik Jews massacred 5,500 Germans on one bloody Sunday in 1939. And this was the flashpoint for the Polish invasion. The King David Massacre in July 22, 1946. Jewish terrorists blew up a hotel and killed 91 British soldiers and blamed the atrocity on the Arabs. And when later caught, they said the British had a list of their Arab spies and were going to turn them over to the Palestinians. The goal of the false flag was to pit the British against the Palestinians. This has been going on for a long, long time, folks. Okay, we're just seeing this manifest out in spades now because they think we're so stupid they'll put it right in our face and think that we can't. We still don't have a clue. But let's go to the Levant Affair, 1954, where Israeli agents working in Egypt planted bombs in several buildings, including the United States diplomatic facility, and left evidence behind implicating Arabs as the culprits. Now, this ruse would have worked had not some of the bombs detonated prematurely, allowing the Egyptians to capture and identify one of the bombers, which in turn led to the roundup of an Israeli spy ring. Does that ring a bell, folks? The 240 Israeli spies that were rounded up in the United States. And by the way, if we're such good friends with these people, if they are our lifelong allies and we love them so much, as our leaders would say, okay, why do they have 240, or why did they have 240 spies who were arrested around 9/11? Ask yourself that question. We'll be back after the break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Be right back.
We
are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Now, I just, in going through and listening to that five-minute YouTube thing, evidently Rudy Davis misheard me, because I had mentioned that attorney whose her last name was Corpian, which is a pseudonym. She wanted to protect herself from her own real name, which I'm going to talk to Henry Mackow about that and see if he knows her real name. Do that over the weekend, folks. But anyway, I have to call Rudy back and let him know, because I didn't say she died. I said they found her 3 days later. A homeless man found her 3 days later in a garbage dumpster. She almost died. She was close to death. Anyway, this obviously is a sticky situation, and I'm going to put out a phone call, as I said, over the weekend, and talk to my old friend who's an attorney, who I'm sure has connections with criminal attorneys, which I'm going to see if I can get an audience with them, set up a meeting with them, have him set up a meeting with James Howell. And by the way, this will come out of my own pocket. I will pay the lawyer to go, and I will pay to go over there. But I won't do it unless I'm allowed to attend that interview. So there, moving on, getting back to this. The RFK assassination in June of 1968. Another one of those things where I remember where I was and what I was doing when I heard the news. I was a senior in high school. I was sitting out getting ready to go home on my S65 Honda when I heard the news. June 1968, Robert Kennedy is shot by a P-51 PLO, Palestinian the PLO, Palestinian Libertarian Organization, or whatever that is, a busboy by the name of Sirhan Sirhan. Kennedy, as we know, was running for president and would have sought revenge over the Israeli killing of his brother. And the use of a Palestinian was a little too Hollywood in that one. And, of course, we all remember the USS Liberty. Now, these are our friends, folks, according to our leaders, our politician leaders, our allies that we're 100% for. June 6, 1967, six fighters, three torpedo boats, and two assault helicopters attacked the USS Liberty. There were, this says there were 34 dead. I'm thinking it was 37, but okay. And 177 injured. F-4 Phantoms were en route when President Lyndon Baines Johnson stopped the rescue. And Israel's plan was to blame Egypt and have the U.S. retaliate against Egypt. Black September, September 5th, 1972. Eight Palestinian Black September terrorists seized 11 Israeli athletes in Olympic Village in Munich, West Germany. In the rescue attempt by West German authorities, nine of the hostages and five terrorists were killed. Israel and its Jews are once again the victim, and the Palestinians are demons. 1976, the raid on Entebbe. Remember, they made a movie about that one, folks. Entebbe, Israel, faked a hijacking to Kenya. Idi Amin was the Israeli puppet. He was an Israeli puppet. And then they pulled a rescue, portraying themselves as elite commandos. And the Arabs looked like monsters. And the Israelis, having suffered countless persecution, have decided to fight back. I hear the top of the hour break coming up. We'll be back after the top of the hour. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Whatever you want to talk about today. Anybody out there? I haven't had a phone call yet. Be right back. Nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.